I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. All parties are waiting for a decision from the central government on whether or not to break up the state of Andhra Pradesh, India. Advocates of the new state believe this will give Telugu speakers more voice in government. Speaking from India, Gospel for Asia's Daniel Puno says associated strikes in the state have made ministry difficult.
When they have strikes here, it's not people just protesting on the roads. They block roads, they block, railways, they stop anything possible from moving.
Sharing the gospel from village to village is hindered. Pray the situation is resolved peacefully. Meanwhile, an act of God is taking place in southern India. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says they're preparing for a routine shipment to the region.
500,000 copies of the Gospel of John entitled The Book of Hope and Life are on their way to the homes in the city of Chennai in South India.
Around the time the shipment arrives, Franklin Graham is hosting gospel meetings in the area. However, Padidi says it's a God thing because they didn't plan for the event to occur together. Consider helping Bibles for the World with future scripture distributions for only 25 cents a copy. And although Suriname is the smallest nation in South America, nearly 5% of the people are HIV infected. In response, Biblica Netherlands launched its Reach for Life HIV/AIDS prevention program. The government's implementing the program throughout Suriname's school system. Nearly 200 church workers are trained to lead Reach for Life groups. Reach for Life uses the New Testament as its text to help youth learn healthy ways to make wise life choices and avoid HIV infection. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is a group on Facebook. If you use Facebook, just do a search for Mission Network News. You'll get regular messages from us, video messages, and special resources only available to group members. I'd also like to encourage you to make missionnetworknews.org your homepage today. I'm Greg Yoder.